Yo, we're fucking back. It's the Early Burst Podcast. It's Johnny Sins.
We back. It's your boy, OVO Alf.
We fucking back. It's your boy, Schemer.
Alright, well, in case you guys didn't know, we took a whole month sabbatical due to unforeseen circumstances.
We had to go fight in
we got drafted. Chaser.
My boy Alf got fucking hit in the head. But he's still surviving?
We got drafted. We got early discharged.
Hey, real talk. Like, no bullshit, not to be rude, but I don't think any of us could get drafted.
Hey, that's good.
That's good. I'm just saying, I don't think we're even fucking qualified.
Wise words, bro. Ain't no colored person belongs in no army, bro.
Oh, that's a hot take, bro.
That Loki is a hot take right there.
That's a God crazy damn. Fucking take, Loki.
But good. I ain't trying to be in no army, bro. I seen too many movies. I play too many cards.
Question.
What's up?
A draft. People are getting drafted like, you know, civilians off the street and shit. Big ass war. They draft you. Are you going or are you fucking going back to hometown?
Going back to hometown.
Fuck, at this...
And this is war, like you going to war.
At this state of time, yeah, I would go back to the hometown.
Okay. Me too.
Nah, nigga, I feel like if I get drafted, I'ma die.
You don't think you survive?
Fuck, no. Like, if I have to go fucking fight, yeah, fuck bro, no,
those
dude.
Call of Duties skills come in handy.
Nah, nigga, fuck no. Bruh, holding L2... and holding an actual gun are way two different things.
Have you guys ever shot a gun? Like, not like a handgun, but like
I've shot a
semi-automatic, an AK.
Nah. Yeah. And I was not surprised with how loud that bitch was. Because when I shot it, all I heard is I'm like, holy fucking thing. I remember the person I was with. He was like, yeah, just shoot out the truck. I'm like, you're fucking tripping, dog. Fuck you. You can do it. Not me.
Hard. Responsible people over here.
Do it.
Have you shot a gun?
No, I haven't. What, does a shoddy count?
Yeah, I would say so.
Then yeah.
I shot a shotgun last year. Shit was cool.
Fresh.
No guns for you?
No guns for me.
Fucking pussy.
Only Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard. Anyways, we've been out of podcast for a month, so Alfie got a lot of shit he want to talk about. He want to get it off his chest today, so
let's talk about it. I'm fucking tired of this goddamn word.
Nah. Let's fucking talk about it, bro.
Nah, so, you know, I don't know if you guys knew this, but had some pretty eventful weeks at work. I got suspended.
Wait,
you got suspended from work?
Yeah.
For what? Dumbass?
Eric, did you know about this shit?
No. Like, yeah. This is used to me. Like, hold on. If I haven't been suspended from work, how the fuck have you been suspended? What the fuck did your dumbass do?
Look.
What did you say?
Bro, I said what I needed to say. Deny. Delete.
What happened? Talk about it.
I basically, if you guys don't know, I work at the fabulous, most electrifying place in the world, Smith's.
That's crazy. You gonna disclose your fucking work life? I'm sick.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. But. Yeah, so I make cottage cheese. And to make cottage cheese, if you didn't know, it's a whole ass process. And if you fuck up a little incy wincy bit of it,
it's done.
It's cooked. We're cooked, boys. So, you know,
you put blue cheese in there instead of what?
We may or may have not, you know, kinda dumped some shit and ended up not turning into cheese. And basically, we had to throw it all away. And they got real pissed at that.
Oh, because he spent that was hella money down, huh?
They fucking, dude, they interrogated me and the homie that I was working with. They hella interrogated us, bro. They're like, what the fuck happened? We know the truth, but we want to hear it from you. Bruh, deny, 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 bro.
Oh, you didn't tell them?
Fuck no.
So what did you do?
I fucking just told them, yeah, I followed it step by step. I follow our SWIs.
The fuck is SWI? What
the fuck is that?
Standard work implications or something.
Is it like SOP?
But what is SOP?
Procedure.
A standard operating procedure?
Yeah. Some shit like that. Yeah. But yeah, I told them that. And then I told them, you know, we did the same shit that we did for any other fucking, you know, VAT that we do.
Right.
And then they're all like, all right. So that was like, it was like 3 weeks ago. And they told me like, all right, we're going to put you on temporary leave. I literally fucking left there, bro. I told them, thanks, guys. And then they fucking straight up told me, why did you thank us? I just left.
What was it? Suspended with pay or without pay?
So it was without pay. I don't think they do with pay. But yeah, so they told me they were going to interrogate the other homie. And the other homie, you know, he kind of like a soft ass nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
so he snitched on you, huh?
No. He didn't snitch. No, surprisingly. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. He's like soft, like, you know, no hate. He's like soft like my boy Johnny was in high school.
Hard.
He's like that soft, you know. So, fucking, I thought he was going to rat me out. And he didn't. He didn't say shit. And so we ended up both getting suspended and shit. And fucking, like, the next week we came in and they're like, yeah, so, they basically gave us a last chance to confess something. Nigga, I didn't confess. He didn't confess. Shit. And they said, all right, you can return to work. We're just going to give you a write-up. Saying, nigga.
That's crazy.
Put that 3 suspension fucking roll call on me.
Hold on, my nigga. So, real fast. What did you actually do, though? Like, what did you do? Like,
basically,
confess to me, because...
No. Look, the thing is, we didn't do shit bad, but the motherfucker didn't grow for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, we bullshitted the paperwork that it was growing. That's what we did.
That's it?
Yeah. But why the fuck didn't the motherfucker turn into cheese? I had no fucking clue.
That's pretty fresh.
Yeah. But yeah, I got suspended for my 3rd time.
Low key, bro.
Your 3rd time?
Three?
Yeah.
You got suspended 3 times.
Yeah.
When were the other times?
Fuck, dude. Long time ago. Long ass time ago. But like, yeah, out of my 8 years being there, I've been suspended 3 times. To be fair, though, this is my first suspension that I got for like work.
Related.
Like work performance or whatever. The other times is because I called, you know, people like pussies and bitches and shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah, that's the other 2 times. That's exactly why.
But the whole cottage cheese,
Low key, that was very anticlimactic, bro. I was like, what did this nigga do? But you just made some bad cottage cheese?
Yeah.
It's pretty weak.
I'm a good guy, bro. Yeah. I'm a good worker.
Supposedly.
See. Yeah, but... Anyways, so, you know, I've at least had an eventful 3 weeks of work recently. And, you know, since I'm on day shift, we got the side combos going amongst the team. And so, I don't know if you guys, did you guys see the video of the Rice King incident?
I did.
Okay, if you guys don't know what Rice King is like a local Chino spot.
Fire.
Chino restaurant. Fake panda.
Fake? Hold on.
No.
Hold on. You did not fucking disrespect Rice King like that.
I was gonna ask y'all if y'all liked panda over
Rice King.
Or panda.
No.
Because look.
You like your local fucking...
Look. I've only been to Rice King that one fucking time.
That was years ago, huh?
Yeah. That was definitely years ago.
Well, you need to go back before you talk anything again.
Do you like a, you know, your local truck taco stand, or would you rather go to Taco Bell?
Low key, Taco Bell.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The local truck, like the local taco joints next to me are fucking ass. Not even gonna lie.
Must be going to the wrong ones, bro.
Low key. Probably.
The one in in Sunset. It's pretty good.
The one at the Maverick?
Yeah.
That one I.
But you'd rather go to Taco Bell?
Look, I low key like Taco Bell.
Hold on. If I remember right, you did say that one was fire.
But you know, I've had them recently. Like I had them, I think, like 2 weeks ago. They was all right, bro. I like Taco Bell though.
I like Taco Bell too, but it just doesn't compare, bro.
To some places, yeah, it doesn't compare. But if we're talking about my local spots, yeah. But anyways, regardless, okay. So Rice King over Panda. Okay, so you guys obviously know that essentially the nigga came in with his fam, his kids, whatever. He ordered food right before they were closing, and then he wanted to eat in there. And then basically these chinos told him, "All right, get to stepping."
Yeah.
Right? Who is in the right there?
The owners. The 100%.
The owners, but... But with Utah state law, you cannot legally kick them out.
Well, because I was going to say, I don't know how it works in like restaurant establishments, but at least in like retail, you can't physically kick them out.
You can't kick them out. Like how when we kicked that fucking In-N-Out for like a 5 minute after
the game. Yeah.
No. But essentially, I still think it's the owners. Like it's the owners. That well are at fault, or is that what he said? At
what
fault?
The fuck did he say?
No, hold on. What the fuck did you say? Did you say
who,
at fault?
Who was in the right, bro? Who was in the right?
The owners.
The owners?
Yeah, 100%, hell yeah, because it's getting late. You're fucking tired of making all this fucking food. You want to go home.
Okay, but you also food? And you also got to put it in perspective that they did say the owners. They did say it was a takeout order. Their order was in a takeout fucking box.
Oh, then yeah, what the fuck?
And they ordered right before close, and they wanted to eat there after close.
Nah, it's still the owners.
Yeah, exactly.
What, do you think it was a fucking...
Okay.
The other homie?
Look. I do think the owners were in the right, but I could definitely see this nigga's, you know, point of view.
What's the point of view? His point of view?
My nigga, he got the food. He wanted to eat it there. But get it. But he ordered
for takeout, though.
Because
if you're going to order... Yeah, like, I get it. You know, fuck it. You know, like, let me just try to get a step ahead of the game. But that's not being a step ahead of the game right there. Oh, I'm going to call, get the fucking order to say for takeout, and then we're going to eat there. Nah, nigga. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. I want to go to Domino's and order takeout and just eat it there. Hell no. Nah. You take it. To go. That's what he should have done. He should have picked it up and took it to go.
Facts.
Damn.
The words take out right then and there. You leave the premises, you pick up, and you leave the premises.
Facts, bro. It's not take out to eat in. The fuck?
Facts.
Unless you're eating in your house.
And then at
that point, you don't take it out of the restaurant. It's take out. Not dine in.
Damn.
And the guy was acting like a fucking Karen too. Oh, you're just gonna kick me and my family out? That's not right, bro. It's closing time. This nigga's playing Mexican music. Like, bro, why are you acting like a Karen? People already don't like us.
Oh, wait. That fool was playing the music? I thought the chinos were playing the music.
They were playing Mexican music?
You never know, bro.
My nigga, in this day and age, bro.
Hey, what song you have? You have Me No Love in your phone.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna be playing it in pub.
I'll be playing it at parties.
Wait, you think you're too good about Me No Love outside? No,
what I'm saying is, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but that's just what it seems like.
Fuck. Damn. So no fucking love.
No, all love. Look, no, no, don't fucking twist my words either. All love for the Mexicans, except for those that make us look bad. Because those people that make us look bad are why people don't like us.
What is your definition of Mexicans making you look bad?
People that do stupid shit.
Like what?
I don't know, like that Mexican that fucking set his house on fire, left his wife to die, and then took the girl.
Oh, the one in Riverdale.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's an example of...
He was Mexican? I didn't know that.
I mean,
he... I thought the chick was Mexican.
I mean, he's brown and he has a brown last name.
Damn.
I think he's Mexican.
Damn.
If not full, then half at least.
Damn. So that makes you look bad?
No, it was just kind of like, you know, one bad apple makes the whole fucking tree look bad type shit.
It's like a MS-13.
Okay, type shit.
You know what I mean, though? Or no? Yeah. Or am I tripping on that?
For real, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because
like
when you like reference Mexico, what's the first thing that pops up about Mexico?
Drugs.
Ghetto. Well, not ghetto. Well, drugs, dangerous, El Salvador.
Murders.
Exactly.
You got one of the fucking world's murder capitals.
Yeah.
But knowing this fool, he's proud of that.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Peruvian.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
But they out here murking some baddies, though, too.
That's not tolerated.
Okay. Can I give more perspective into that video? Because the end of it was funny as shit.
Okay.
So, you guys watched the whole video, and the guy's like, oh,
I didn't, but okay.
Huh?
I just said I didn't, but okay.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, my bad, bro. Well, you didn't. At the end of the video, the guy's like, oh, I'm going to call the cops. And then he's like, okay, call the cops. And he's like, I bet. Not like that, but you know, I'm just giving you a little story. He's like, I bet. And the Chino goes and he fucking locks the door. And he's like, are you locking us in? And he's like, yep, you're not going anywhere. And the guy's like, the fuck I ain't. You can't hold me hostage here. And then he like proceeds to touch him. And he's like, don't fucking touch me. It was funny. They locked him in, bro.
Yeah, I saw when he locked the door.
But wouldn't that be... Starting into legal action?
I don't know. That's what I didn't agree with, because he kind of held him hostage in a way.
But I think it would counteract each other, right?
What do you mean?
Well, because technically this dude told him he needed to leave. He didn't leave. Then he started making a spectacle. So it was all that. It was after closing time. He did order the takeout, so essentially takeout is not meant for dining.
Yeah, okay.
But then the Chino fucked himself because the locking, yeah, that is holding a person against their will. So
he pretty much said, oh, you don't want to leave? I bet you ain't leaving then, bro.
Yeah, maybe the Chino, I don't know, could have sued, but now he can't.
Yeah, now it's a double-edged sword.
Did a cop ever pull up?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because I guarantee you, if a cop pulled up, I guarantee that he was like, man, just fucking get out of here. Go eat your food and let these fuckers clean.
How would they? I don't know, bro. How would they approach that? Just question both of them and then...
Yeah, you have to get both sides of the story.
And then ask both of them if they want to fucking press charges or what?
Probably.
No. I feel like they would try to procrastinate that whole thing. Like, they would, like, want to make sure they can get away from the whole pressing charges type shit. Because that's a lot of paperwork.
That's a lot of piss or fucking job, bro.
Yay.
That's a lot of paper.
Hey, but there's a lot of cops out there that don't like doing the paperwork.
No, so that's why they just let you go. Obviously, no fucking cop likes doing paperwork, but that's their job. It's part of their job.
So I like you, Eric. No, but see, but technically, he couldn't kick him out, though, right?
No, legally, no.
That's why. So
is that really the
I think yeah. I really I think so.
Because I remember when, like, I used to work at a.
But what if it's considered fucking like soliciting then?
Well, yeah, it comes to the point where, like, yeah, like, you know, like, you gotta leave at some point, but they cannot legally kick you out. Like, you need to get out.
I think technically, as long as he's eating, like physically eating, I think they really can't kick him out.
Until he's, like, just chilling.
Yeah, until he's, like, done just chilling or whatever.
Okay.
Because, like, me and this fool kicked that in and out for a fat minute after they closed. They had no issues with us staying there.
Yeah, right. Back of their head, they're probably like, these fucking pussies won't go.
No, home. I bet. No, I guarantee you they are. I guarantee you they are. Because ain't no one trying to work till the buzzer. I guarantee you.
But they legally just couldn't. You know,
but yeah, I think it's legally that they cannot, like, forcefully kick you out like that.
Yeah.
Successful. That's I don't know. Because I know it comes to a point where it becomes from staying there and eating to soliciting.
Yeah.
So where's the.
I think at that point.
There's a little area right there, that gray area in between. Like, is it like 5 minutes after you're done eating? 10 minutes?
I think it's if you're making an ass of yourself. And you're like, so, like, let's say they just.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't make sense though, because you can't stay all fucking night. There's gotta be a limit to it, right? Like, you're done eating, and then you kick it for like 10 minutes. After those 10 minutes, and you're not eating anymore, aren't you soliciting? You're just chilling in the restaurant for no fucking reason?
Probably you throw, to be generous, like an hour after closing.
Give or take, yeah.
Well, yeah, because all I can remember from Burger King, right,
is they had a limit after.
You had I think it was a 30-minute limit to be in the restaurant after they ask you to leave.
But at that point, though, I think it's the place that you're at, their rules, not. Like, legal rules type shit. If you
house understand. Rules type so like, shit.
So, I get that it's house rules type shit, but why is there gonna be a quote unquote house rule if you can't enforce it?
Because I think you can, because it's a rule that's been implemented as your establishment. That's what's been established. So you can say, like, hey, we have this rule. If you look over there on that binder, whatever the fuck it is, on the wall, it says 45 minutes after you're done eating, you have to legally
dip.
Like, yeah, dip out before it becomes unsoliciting. Then I think that's when you can hit them with the trespassing or soliciting side.
Okay.
What's trespassing tickets?
Have you ever had one?
Nope. But I know you have, my boy.
No. I almost got one because of fucking Schultz.
Shut up, my boy. Almost shut up, my boy, Sanchi. A trespassing ticket in fucking high school. Fuck.
My boy, Sanchi, really saved me from getting a trespassing ticket that day.
Damn. So are you guys going back to Rice King?
Hell yeah.
Do you guys go to Rice King like that?
I love Rice King.
I love it, bro. It's fire.
Yeah.
Look, if the only part I would agree with you is the noodles. I feel like Panda has better noodles than Rice King.
I was gonna say TBH, bro. I don't even remember what I ate. All I know is I ate it quick because I didn't know what was following that night. Well, I know I ate it.
We went there because of this fucker, huh?
I only went there because I went with this fool.
It was either him or Londo.
No, I never. The only time I went was when I went with this fool. Because he didn't tell me what. No, did he? He didn't tell me what we were going to do until after we got the food.
Oh, that's true.
Sounds like Johnny.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still me. Matter of fact, hold on. I got some facts for you guys right now. Y'all ready? I asked fucking Meta AI type shit. So I asked if you could kick someone out after closing time at a restaurant, right? So it says, since restaurants are private businesses, the owners have the right to determine who is allowed on their premises and when. Closing time. Once the restaurant closes, it's no longer open for business and customers are expected to leave. Right to ask to leave. Restaurant staff can politely ask customers to leave after closing time, which they did. Refusal to leave. If customers refuse to leave after being asked, the restaurant can call the police, who may cite them for trespassing, which they also did.
Damn. So what does that mean?
I don't know. It, as far as legality goes,
the king of rice for the win.
That kind of tells you that Rice King was in the right and they did all the right steps, except for holding him hostage at the end. I think that was their big. I think that was our big mistake, bro. Like, they fumbled the bag with that one, low-key.
You know that the homie that was at the very right, the one that was chilling, the first homie that was in that video? You know who he reminded me of? Me when Chewy was bitching on me.
He was chilling, huh?
Oh, the one that said, what's up to the camera?
Yeah. Because he's just chilling while he's getting bitched at. I'm like, hey, that looks a little familiar.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised they had that many homies working there.
What you mean, bro? Their service is excellent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Swear.
Pretty fire.
Damn. And you get a good amount of food for the amount you pay.
Hey, low key, bro.
Like, low, you can spend $10, bro. You can get a dinner for two. No shit. Yeah.
The fucking roast dinner special? Oh, yeah.
Swear.
Choose your protein and you get like fat ass amount.
Next time, I'm going to go get the dinner for two.
Well, it's not. It's dinner for two regular people, bro. It's probably dinner for one Alfie. Yo, no disrespect.
So he capping.
No,
it's no disrespect.
No, you could make it for two. You could. It's for Johnny.
It's no disrespect.
Like me or you. For one.
Oh, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I like eating.
No.
I like to enjoy my life.
I would say it's dinner for two, but for you and Eric, it'd be like dinner for one with some leftovers. Like a little bit of leftovers. But I don't. All right, or for one.
I'll be the motherfucking judge of that.
You'll be the judge of that, bro.
I'm going to be like, let me get the Johnny special.
But it's still good.
What's your protein?
Huh?
Which one do you get? What's your protein?
It depends on my mood, bro.
What's your usual? I like to get the horse chicken, bro.
Okay. Man, I don't know. I change it up, bro. I like the beef and broccoli.
I like the orange.
I think everything's fire, to be honest.
You know, Loki, I think I always get either the Szechuan pork or the Szechuan chicken. Yeah, those are pretty gas.
What? I like their, what is it? Hot and sour soup?
Oh, see, I don't fuck with the soups.
Oh, that's crazy. You don't like A drop either?
Nah.
Okay.
I think you don't fuck with soups.
No, I usually don't, but those are pretty gas.
Oh my God.
Let's not get into the nooks and crannies of this shit,
bro. Wait, do they really have good orange chicken though?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
No, it's pretty gas.
That's my go-to.
No, it's pretty gas, bro. And, like, they give you a hefty-ass amount.
Facts.
And then, if you're getting the dinner special, you'll get what is it? Is it an egg roll?
You get an egg roll and a fucking shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, you like egg roll.
Shrimp with the tail on fried.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And a soup. And oh, damn. Your choice of rice or noodles.
Oh, damn.
And then your main entree.
Oh, damn.
I usually substitute the soup for rice.
Real talk, though. If you get the rice, you got to eat it there, like, fresh. It's not good after. Like, for leftovers. Well, I think it's...
Maybe you're not hitting it right.
I don't know, bro. It just gets all... how would I say? No ditty. It gets hard.
You're not cooking it right then.
Then what the fuck? All my other leftovers are cooked right, just not the rice? That's crazy.
Dude, do you have water? Look. Put some water, like, just like get like a fucking cup or something. Put some water in there and it'll rehydrate the rice.
All right, bro. I'll rehydrate my rice next time, bro.
Or like just get like a napkin, you know, fucking put water in it, rinse it out, put it on top. You're good, dog.
That's a whole lot of fucking work.
Have some hard ass fucking rice then.
He looks like he has been having some hard ass rice.
No, I'm just trying to help the man now. But I need
to try. Well, the reason I know this is because I took my leftover Rice King to work one day, and I'm limited to the ways I can heat it. You know, so I can't heat it properly. I just got a microwave. I microwaved it. Mm-hmm. Everything else was good except for the rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm at work and I'm just trying to fucking eat, I'm not trying to do all that shit.
Damn.
Why are we even arguing about that?
You're stinking up the break room with that Chinese food? Damn.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fish, though. Look, I hate when motherfuckers...
It's not fish. And all I'm saying is we got a fair share of Asians working at my workplace. So I feel like I blend right in with the food.
Oh, that rice cake.
That's fucking crazy. No, that is crazy. All right, next topic, bro.
Hey, you know they don't have fucking orange chicken over there too, right? In China.
All right, y'all. If you
because orange chicken's fake.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have it over there.
That sucks.
Low-key.
That means, like, if I go to China, what the fuck am I eating, bro?
Teriyaki chicken?
I hate teriyaki chicken.
The
only other one that I like is the broccoli beef.
The beef and broccoli?
Broccoli beef.
Motherfuckers, it's the same shit. Y'all getting fucking all hung up over the technical shit right now, bro. You said broccoli beef. He said beef broccoli. What if it's beef and broccoli? At the end.
Beef with broccoli.
Beef with broccoli. Broccoli with a side of beef.
Isn't it just broccoli beef?
It depends on where you go, bro.
It's broccoli beef.
It depends on where you go, though.
You're right.
What does me no love call it?
If you go to PF Chang's, I think it's beef with broccoli. If you go to Rice King, I forgot what it is.
Hey, Loki, you guys tried that new fucking... The new shit they have at Panda, though?
No, what they got?
The fucking steak and shrimp.
Was it good?
That shit Loki gas.
Is that Surf and Turf?
No, it's not Surf and Turf, bro.
Oh. How the fuck is it not Surf and Turf? It's steak and shrimp. Alright, you know what? Why the fuck are we... Shout out Rice King. If you visit Utah and you end up going to Roy, you know, check them out. Shouts out.
You would recommend Rice King to someone?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. If they want Chinese food, yeah.
Is that your guys' like Chinese food of the state? Some nigga comes up to you, he asks you, I want a fire ass Chinese joint. It doesn't matter if it's fast food or restaurant. Who are you going?
Okay, look. That's when I would go. Do you want to go your typical or do you want like a little staple type shit? And then they were like, yeah, hell yeah.
Wait, what?
Like a staple or like a Roy?
You know,
like,
staple?
Hell yeah.
Damn, Rice King is a staple?
I don't know, but we can
do.
Hey, after that video, I fuck you.
Damn, for Rice sure King is a staple?
Man, it's more of a piece of tape, but go on, bro.
Damn.
But yeah, I'd be like, look, if you want like a local joint, yeah, I'll do that. But if you want to go to a typical Panda, go to Panda.
I think Panda is like, no hate, because I like Panda.
Yeah, I feel like it tastes the same everywhere you go.
I like Panda.
Isn't it supposed to?
Yeah, it's a chain.
Yeah.
You want the Panda to taste different?
Tastes better, fool.
No hate, because I like Panda, but I think it's one of the worst in terms of Chinese restaurants. I just go there when it's like, oh, okay, it's by my workplace. So I can go and get it quick. So
it's a lot more inconvenient. But it's down the road for me.
P.F. Chang's, I think, is my favorite when it comes to, like, bigger chains.
I don't know, bro. That fucking place that you put me on, the one that Bountiful, what the Mandarin? Yeah, yeah. No, that shit was pretty gas.
Okay, that's my favorite. Like, my favorite.
The place that gives you the shits?
Hey, but it'd be the place that gives you the shits out of the best joints, bro. That shit's
gas, bro. You can't tell me that shit's not gas.
No, that shit gas as fuck. It's gas as fuck. Loki, nah, when I took my brother and my sister over there, bro, they fucking loved it. Nah, it's gas as fuck, but it gives you the shits for sure.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, if you want the shits, go to the Mandarin.
Best Chinese place in Utah, hands down.
Damn.
Shouts out. Anyways, Alfie, what's next, bro? Let's get to moving.
What's next? Low-key, I don't remember what I had, but I have something else.
What's up?
So, I'm going to Vegas in like a couple weeks.
Sick as you might.
I've told you this. Right, I'm going to Vegas, and I'm going to a convention, right?
Okay.
And I'm a you know, potentially meet some famous fools or whatever.
Uh-huh.
My question is, y'all, famous fools. What the fuck do you tell these niggas that isn't something they fucking heard 10 million goddamn times?
Are you talking about like a meet and greet type shit? Yeah. Or what?
Yeah, something like that.
What kind of convention is it?
Huh?
What kind of convention is it?
It's a wrestling convention.
I don't know shit about wrestling, so Johnny, go ahead.
Okay, let's say a convention in general. Let's say it's a music convention, right?
Yeah.
And there's fucking rap. Okay, look, put it this way. What the fuck, if you had the chance to meet YG, what the fuck would you tell him?
Ooh.
That he hasn't fucking heard 10,000 times. Like, obviously, you're gonna tell him, yeah, bro, I fuck with your music, yeah. But he's heard that.
Are you like a big fan, or are you like trying to be low? You know,
I'm trying to be like a little low key, but I want to be like kind of unique.
Like, let's say it's like fucking, let's say it's YG, right? And you meet him, and it's like, you know, how does it feel to be a mid-ass rapper, bro? Like, I guarantee you, he don't hear that shit often. He's always like, oh, yeah, bro, big fan. I love your music. You know, I like when you came out with this album. But you hit him with that, bro. You'll get a little bit of reaction. Dude,
bro.
I'm just saying.
Hey, no, you know what? You know what I'd tell him? What's up, big dog?
You'd call him Big
hell
Dog.
Hell yeah. So, Big Dog, did you pipe Bobby after that interview?
Oh, sick.
Now, do you call these dudes by their stage name stage or do you name. Call them by their real names?
Stage name, because hell no. Like, look, as much as I listen to YG, I'm not. So, Big Dog? I can't have the energy. I gotta be like, no kid, like, what's up, Big Dog? If it's not, yo, Big Dog? Nah, has to be. Settle, kind of metal. All
right. If you met LeBron, what would you tell LeBron?
If I met LeBron?
Yeah, if you had a meet and greet with LeBron.
So, bro, how does it feel to be underneath Kobe's position?
If I met LeBron, I'd be like, hey, Bron, I just want you to know I wish I was Dylan Brooks on the night of whenever it was that he fucking humped you. Shouts out.
No homo, dog.
You're the fucking GOAT. I glaze.
This is the fool that brings up all the gay shit.
Bro, whenever I see like the gay videos of LeBron, bro, I'm all like, oh yeah, this is Johnny right here.
LeBron.
Yeah.
If it was like Michael Jordan though, like I'd be like, bro, how does it feel to be the second best player of all time?
You would have the balls to tell him that? No, you wouldn't.
Probably. No, you wouldn't.
Probably. You're fucking lying, bro.
While wearing his shoes too. I'll be like, no disrespect, bro. Biggest fan, but like, let's be real. You're number two.
Okay. Let's say you have both of them right there. Okay. You have one on your left and one on your right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you say? Who's the better one? You got to say it in front of their faces.
Fucking Bron. What? Is that really a question? I tell you straight up that I told LeBron that he's a fucking go, and I told Jordan he's the second best. Of course, I'm still going with LeBron.
You would straight up just tell
Jordan. I'd be like, Bron, you the GOAT. MJ, You know, you had your run. Fuck, you had your run, buddy. We done with the 90s, though.
Okay, let's say you had to, you have to pick one or the other, but which one that you pick is the one that you have to rep their shit. You have to wear their shit, and you can't wear the other one. So if you pick Jordans, you can't wear no LeBrons. If you pick LeBrons, you can't wear nothing Jordan.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. I would go with Jordan. Two reasons. Obviously, Jordan has the better shoes.
What you mean?
Jordan is the GOAT of shoes.
What you mean? No, he doesn't.
Basketball shoes? Kobe is the GOAT of basketball shoes. LeBron's just the GOAT in general. Now, reason number two why I would meet Jordan is because they say don't meet your heroes. I feel like if I met LeBron and he was a fucking douchebag, I'd be a fucking hater. Hey, he's fucking mid. Don't meet your heroes, guys.
Sometimes I'm like, better left unknown. Hey, low key, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I like when niggas act like bad guys and they're dicks. That shit is fire to me.
I work with this homie. The homie Alonzo told me that he seen Shaq at the celebrity game when we went there. Fucking, he was like, "Hey, Shaq," and like he looked at him and just fucking like. Kind of like waved him off. And he was like, "I said, fuck you, Shaq." He said, ever since then, he's not worn a Shaq jersey for shit. That's
fucking crazy.
And he said, "It's true. Don't meet your heroes." I'm like, damn.
Don't meet your heroes, bro.
That's cold. And it's funny, too, because I watched a video of him fucking Shaq saying that he will never say no to a photo. But he said no to my homie Alonzo. That's cold.
Man, your homie Alonzo probably look like a pussy, though. He's probably like this grown-ass man trying to get my attention right now. Like,
this hey, that's how you were, too.
Okay, yeah, I was. Okay, deep down, I wanted to fuck.
Alright, you caught me. You got me.
You got me there, bro. Like, deep down, I wanted
to. And I see that in person.
Yeah, no, you're right, bro. You are right.
You got me. You caught me. Perdón.
You're right. You know what? I can't even defend myself because you're right.
Oh, shit.
If you met Bron and he waved you off like that, you would stop blacking LeBron?
No, hell no. I'm just playing.
You wouldn't, right?
No, hell no.
I'm not even going to lie to you. If I met Drake and he just waved me off, would I stop wearing OVO? No.
Yeah, at least he waved me off. What,
like, would I stop listening to that nigga's music? No.
Like, brother, acknowledge me. That's something.
Bro, we were in the same room.
Real talk, though, because you also got to think about the pressures of being a famous-ass person, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You
get people like that
all the time, bro. Look, if anything, bro, I feel like it gets mad fucking annoying. Like, don't get me wrong. I bet you it's super humbling and it's cool. But, like, you know, it's a good example. You've seen that, you seen the video of the three Spider-Mans in the airport?
Yeah.
And you see how fucking gay-ass Tom Holland's all happy with the paparazzi. But Tobey Maguire's all pissed.
Oh. In the car. Yeah. Get the fuck out of my way.
That's why I fucking told my brother this. I'm like, bro, I'm pretty sure this nigga has probably gotten harassed for years. And he's probably had enough.
Fuck.
I'm like, Tom Holland, he's probably, you know, in the moment. And he's, you know, I'm not going to say he's super new to it, but he's still kind of fresh to it. And see, like, imagine, look at fucking Shaq, bro. How long has he been out of the league now?
Since what, like 2001, 2003?
What the fuck?
I don't know. You guys act like I know basketball. I don't know.
When did he retire, though? Like, real talk, like 20 fucking 12 when he was with the Celtics?
Did he? I thought it was like 09.
I'll double check, bro.
But see, imagine he's been going through that. He probably fucking. And the other thing is, bro, these niggas were at like the All-Star games in Utah. This dude probably doesn't even know what Utah is.
2011, by the way.
Oh, it is?
We were both wrong.
So he's all like, man, why the fuck am I in Utah?
Real talk, though, bro. And people hate Utah, especially NBA players.
That's why I ignored your boy.
He's probably like, fuck, another racist.
Like, fuck, I'm in fucking Utah. I'm literally in a fucking high school or a college gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out, LeBron.
Shout out to that boy, Drizzy.
Shout out to that boy, Shaq.
Man, shout outs all over. Have you guys, talking about like LeBron and basketball related shit, have you guys seen the whole LeBron and Stephen A. Smith beef?
Nope. Kinda, not really.
Not really?
Elaborate for us.
I'll summarize it real quick. Stephen A. has been talking shit, and then he talked shit on Bronny, which is LeBron's son. And Bron went to go confront him after the end of the third quarter of one of the games.
Oh, yeah. Right? You're right.
He's
you're
like,
right.
Hey, you know, don't be talking shit about my son, bro. And the video came out, and Stephen A. is like, okay, you know, I wasn't going to address it, but since the video came out, I got to. And then he pretty much looked like a little bitch. And then Stephen A., because he, like, you know, try to apologize. Not really apologize, kind of. But then he went on his show, like his actual show, the Stephen A. show. And he's like, yeah, if LeBron would have put hands on me, I would have swung immediately. And this is a fucking, like, professional reporter, bro, in his feelings. And then LeBron was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go do an interview with Stephen A.'s op that works for ESPN. He did a whole podcast interview and shit. And LeBron was pretty much saying that fucking Stephen A. is like in his feelings, and that every time, you know, LeBron says some shit about him, he gets all excited because he could talk about it on First Take. And then he made fun of him on Instagram with the video of Stephen A. like boxing and shit, and his like swing was pretty weak. And they just been going back and forth at it. So if you guys, like, are into the beef, I want to know who's in the right and who's in the wrong.
Who?
Like, whose side are you on type shit?
I'm on side Stephen A.
Actually?
Bro.
No, actually. Like, actually?
Mind you.
Actually, though,
look, to be fair, I understand LeBron, because I ain't no father. But if that was my kid and this nigga was talking shit, I low-key would have done the same shit.
Right.
I ain't even going to hold you. But LeBron should have let Bronny fucking handle his own shit.
He's a grown-ass dude. Hell yeah, he could handle his own.
Yeah, but I mean, as a dad, he did handle his own. He clowned him on Instagram, too.
And I mean,
He did handle his own, and then Bron was like, nah, fuck that. I gotta go, you know, take care of my son.
But Stephen A. wasn't lying.
About what?
Ronnie is kind of trash.
Dropped 39.
He's getting better.
He's getting better.
Look, he's alright.
I'm not saying he's good. Like, good enough to be on a fucking, like, actual NBA roster yet. But he's not bad.
I think he's bad. I think you could beat him.
All right, bro. I cannot beat him.
I really think you could.
No, I can't, bro. Bro would dunk on me. Immediately.
What do you mean? Isn't bro your height?
Bronny?
Yeah.
He's like 6'2".
Bro, like 3 inches, bro.
Let's see, that's no 11, 4 inches. That's a good amount, bro.
Yeah, but dude, if he can dunk, you can dunk.
I can't dunk, bro.
You just need to perfect your vertical.
I just need to lock in.
Yup. Lock in.
No, but you know what bugs me, though? And this bugs me about every fucking person. Every old head. Every old head feels like they deserve respect. But then when they talk shit about like the generation now or the younger generation, they don't expect people to like stick up for themselves. No comment? Damn. Valid, not valid?
Did you have an old head bitch at you or what?
No, I'm just saying, bro. Well, like, that's every old head. Oh, back in my day. And then you say some shit about their fucking generation. They're like, oh, that's so disrespectful. Kids nowadays have no fucking respect. When y'all be doing the same shit.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Shit talking to shit talking.
Boomer mentality, bro.
Anyone can get it.
You're not wrong.
Anyone can get it, bro. Fucking 12-year-old Sally or 80-year-old fucking Frank. I don't give a fuck.
All I know is they fucking vetoed Anthony Davis's fucking trade. Sorry not to get off course, but
what the fuck are you talking about?
Did you not hear about that? That they vetoed that trade for the Lakers?
Yeah, maybe I would have believed that like a month ago.
No, like this is new. Like so they asked Adam Silver what they asked.
They did not, him. Bro. When did you hear this? April 1st? Guarantee you it was.
It was actually yesterday. Published yesterday.
Did you hear that KFC was also dropping strawberry chicken?
Did you hear that McDonald's was dropping fucking Dubai chocolate pies?
Hey, that shit would be hard though. It would. That shit would be fire. Have you ever had Dubai chocolate?
Yes, it's pretty good.
No, it is.
It's pretty good, bro. I'm not gonna lie. It is pretty good, though. I'm not gonna lie, but some people be taxing up the ass, bro.
You haven't had Dubai chocolate?
No.
It's not chocolate you get from Dubai.
Wait, for real? Does it come from Dubai?
No.
It doesn't come from Dubai?
No.
What the fuck is it called Dubai chocolate?
It's just the way it was made.
Dubai style or what?
I don't know, bro.
Maybe it originated. I don't know. I don't know the whole spiel, but that's what I'm assuming.
The whole spiel.
It originated in Dubai, and then people fucking, you know.
What the fuck is the green shit on it?
It's some kind of fucking. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I have no milk fucking chocolate.
I didn't even get that out.
It's a milk chocolate bar filled with creamy pistachio paste. Crispy katafai or something.
Yeah, that's what I don't know how to pronounce it.
Shredded phyllo dough and
that's what tahini. It is. Shredded phyllo dough.
And often described as a luxurious and what is it? What's that word? Descendant treat.
Oh, my nigga need to go back this.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Descendant.
No.
Oh shit.
He tried.
Wait, so what does it taste like?
My nigga Eric hated popcorn.
For real?
Yeah.
Like it's good?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, bro.
Where can I get that shit at?
Wherever you can find it.
At Dubai?
So, most people are making that shit like local just because it's like a fucking TikTok trend and shit.
Where'd you guys get yours?
I got mine.
Facebook Market?
I got mine on at the World Market in Farmington. I got it once and then...
The World Market? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
It's like a store where they have like food from all around the world.
Is it like that place in City Creek where you can buy like treats and like snacks and shit from around the world?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, we got places from India, China. Yeah.
I don't know, my boy. Just look up Dubai chocolate on the Facebook Marketplace, and I guarantee you'll find someone selling it.
Some people be taxing, though, so watch out.
Yeah.
What do you mean? How much is that, bitch?
I don't know. I didn't pay for it.
Like $5 or what?
So yeah, anywhere from fucking 10 to 30.
$30 for chocolate, nigga?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends, bro.
Nigga, if I want to pay $30, I'm going to fucking See's Candy, bro.
But they do have Dubai strawberry cups at Zupa's.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is strawberry cups?
It's like Dubai chocolate, but with strawberry. It's like a...
Is it like a cup made out of
It's like a Dubai strawberry? Chocolate parfait, pretty much.
Damn.
gas? Hold on, is it worth it?
I've never tried it. I just know they have it.
I've only been to Zupa's once because I was recommended.
Did you like it?
It's alright.
Tripping, that shit fire. What'd you get?
Like a fucking, what was it? I don't know. It was a sandwich and a soup. And
well, that's where you fucked up. Why the fuck are you eating soups?
It's alright.
Hold on, the soup.
Because I was recommended it.
You gotta get the sandwich and
a salad. Man, I got all three.
You got all three, dog?
But look. Before you call me a fat ass here, I couldn't decide. Because the clam chowder is fire.
Is it?
I like it. And then, the sandwich. The turkey bacon avocado sandwich.
That's your go-to?
That's my go-to, bro.
Mine's that Chipotle glazed one.
Is it chicken? Or what
is it? No, I'm thinking about this fucking salad. I think I get the brisket.
Brisket?
Yeah. Shit for gas.
Man, y'all making me hungry.
That's why we're gonna go eat after.
That sounds good.
That don't sound good. But yeah, I was recommended it. So that's why I went.
Now you need to go again and get different shit. Fuck you getting soup for now.
It's aight.
What kind of soup did you get?
Tomato soup? I think tomato soup is gross.
Chicken enchilada soup.
Probably. Because it has chicken in it? Probably.
Their chicken noodle soup? That one's ass. Voila. Well, I don't like chicken noodle soup.
Say that again. What was it?
The chicken noodle soup?
Okay.
That one's ass. It's ass, bro. It's straight fucking booty cheeks.
That one's ass.
I only know because one time I was sick and I'm like, you know, maybe I'll eat some chicken noodle soup.
Ass. I think it's ass no matter where you get it from.
You don't like chicken noodle soup?
Fuck no.
That shit fucking gas, bro.
Especially not Campbell's, bro.
Once upon a fucking Progresso, nigga.
Have you tried Campbell's, though?
Campbell's chicken noodle soup? I think all Campbell's are like, they're why. There's a reason that I think Campbell's are meant for kids.
what's Progresso? Is that like a fucking Campbell's on steroids or what? I've never.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
It's like an adult Campbell's.
Okay.
That chicken noodle soup is fire. And then once upon a time, Golden Corral used to have a fire chicken noodle soup.
They have soup?
They used to. I don't think they have the chicken noodle soup no more.
Hard.
And then even once more upon a time, if you guys ever went to Brick Oven, Brick Oven had a good chicken noodle soup.
She was bricked.
Huh?
She was bricked.
Hey, yo. I'm bricked.
Hey. Yeah.
Now, you know what place I've been fucking with lately?
What?
Fucking Firehouse Subs. You ever been there?
No.
For you've never been there?
Yeah, no.
That shit gas, bro.
What would you compare it to?
Better than Subway?
No, because you can't really compare that shit to Subway.
Jimmy John's.
No. Jimmy John's, you can compare Jimmy John's to...
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. Compared to Jersey Mike's, yeah. Between the two... I think I'd rather go to Jersey Mike's over Firehouse Subs. It's still fire. Firehouse Subs is fire, but Jersey Mike's is better.
Firehouse Subs is fire. Does it sound fire? You'd rather go somewhere else.
No, because look. In this order, I'm going to go to the fucking Jersey Mike's, Firehouse, Subway, and then Jimmy John's, only because I've never been there.
Jimmy John's is fire.
I've never been there, so I can't say if it's good for me or not.
That's
so
fucking crazy, because I think I got the complete opposite order, bro. I'm going Jimmy John's first, and then Subway, and then Jersey Mike's, and then Firehouse Subs, because I've never been there.
I think that's literally my order, too. Because Jimmy John's is fucking fire. Even their chips are fire.
Facts, bro. The Pepe.
And then fucking... You know, Subway,
I think Subway's now just because of how much I've had. Like, that's all I've known is Subway. But growing up my whole life until I start going to these new places. Jimmy John's. Well, I haven't been to Jimmy John's.
But low key, I went to Jersey Mike's. I thought it was aight.
What'd you get? Do you get cold or hot subs?
I think I got a...
Oh, shit. Amber alert.
Utah Borough of Crime in the...
Don't be reading that shit out loud,
bro. You guys get Amber alert?
Child's life in danger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I turned mine off.
That's fucked up.
I don't give a fuck.
White Honda Civic. Okay. But anyways, what did I get in Jersey? I think I got the cheesesteak, fool. Yeah. I think that's the only thing I've had there. It's the cheesesteak. Like, it was cool, but...
You gotta get the number the 55.
What is that? Is that a cold sandwich?
No, it's a hot sandwich. No, like, literally, it's a hot sandwich.
So it must be fire.
I just don't fuck with cold sandwiches, bro. That's my thing. I don't know. Like getting a fucking cold cut combo?
It depends what it is.
Facts.
Depends. Because low key, bro, Subway Club slaps.
Slaps.
Fucking, if no ditty, if you like a shit ton of meat, that JJ Gargantuan and Jimmy John's slaps.
Never had it. But it sounds good.
It just has a shit ton of meat. Normal.
No ditty.
You just said protein, but
shout out Diddy. No, not shout out Diddy. I take that shit back, bro. What the fuck?
Shout out
Diddy. Nah, I take that one back, it's bro. Canceled. Nah, that one. I take
shout
that
out all Diddy. The way back, bro.
No shout out Diddy, bro. Unshout out Diddy. Matter of fact, negative shout out.
Shout out Diddy.
It's too late now.
Nah, I take that shit back. Man. Yo, producer, hey, cut this shit, bro.
I just know. If Diddy Summers out here, he'd give you a high five for that.
I'm fucking sick.
Because I know, I think he said that he'd punch at anyone that if he hears saying no Diddy.
For real?
Yeah.
What, punch him from fucking prison or what?
His son?
Oh, his son.
His son.
Oh. Who's his son?
No Diddy.
I don't fucking remember his name. I just know Diddy.
Diddy Jr.?
Diddy Jr.?
Diddler.
Diddy Combs Jr.?
Damn. Well.
What's next? We got more. I know we got more, bro.
I can't think of what I had.
It was his older son, King.
King?
Yeah.
King Combs?
So that is his real name?
Yeah.
That's so his okay, King!
So you got King Combs? And Justin Dior Combs.
Oh, I'm fucking sick, bro. This nigga's got designer children.
Designer. Dior.
God damn, he has 7 children. God damn.
7 of them?
Quincy, Justin, Christian, Chance, twins is Delilah and Jesse. And Love Sean shed with 4 different women.
Oh, damn.
God damn.
Sensational.
That's crazy. Okay. That is crazy. 4 different women. Imagine. Like, yeah, that's my baby daddy. Like, bitch, that's everybody's baby fucking daddy. That's too many, bro. I already think 2 baby mamas is enough. A lot. Yeah.
You think he gets confused which belongs to who?
No.
Which one's your mom's again?
Nah, I don't think you'd get confused on what baby mama. No.
He said no.
He said no, but you're thinking about it.
A little too much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. He's not going to forget them. But it's just like, fuck, dude. He's going to see like all his, what'd you say, 7 kids?
Yeah.
He's gonna see all 7 kids and he's just like his the fucking baby mama's there to pick him up. Like, are you the one that's supposed to go?
Fuck. Shit. Hold on before I forget. Are we ready to change the subject?
Yeah, sure.
I just wanna get your opinions on it. I don't wanna deep dive on it, I just want your opinion. Playboi Carti dropped his fucking album, right? Finally, after like, I don't know how many years. Did you guys listen to it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Eric, you did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of it?
It was fire.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna be what surprised. Y'all gonna be surprised. Album of the year contender, bro.
I was gonna say it was a great album.
Album of the year.
It was contender. A really fucking good when album.
When it comes to ass fucking albums, bro, that album was fucking trash.
Nah, it was a fucking good ass fucking album.
Trash. So did you like Tory Lanez's new album more than that one?
That shit was trash.
I haven't listened to Tory Lanez's album.
You haven't listened to it?
No.
See, I think that album is better than Playboy's.
Nah, Playboy Cardi's album is fire.
Is it like the prison?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't listened. I'll take a listen today.
That shit was whack.
That shit was good.
Playboy Cardi's album was fire.
I don't like it, bro.
You cannot tell me I'm fucking biased with this. Kendrick had the worst feature. That was a terrible feature.
Kendrick was very disappointing for me, bro.
A terrible feature.
Even Kanye was disappointed.
Kanye is disappointed with everything. His fucking opinion is not valid.
Kanye is hard. He's just going hard.
No, Kanye needs some fucking help, bro.
Okay. So do you not agree that Drake is a better rapper than Kendrick when he said that?
Wait, what?
Kanye said that he likes Drake's music over fucking Kendrick's music because Drake's a better rapper.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw what he said.
the faggot one?
What he said about J. Cole was funny, bro.
Didn't he say J. Cole's for fucking virgins or something like that? That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
So, I just remember the post that I seen. It said Drake's a faggot, always been a faggot, always will be a faggot. He will be a faggot for the rest of his life. But he makes better music than Kendrick. And I was like, yes, the fuck he does.
Okay, but you asked me if he's a better rapper or if he makes better music. Those are two different things.
Both.
I don't think Drake's a better rapper.
He's not.
I don't think he's a better rapper.
No, but he makes better music. That's all that matters.
I can maybe agree with that, bro. I do listen to more Drake than I do Kendrick when I'm just trying to chill. I'm just trying to fucking, you know, vibe, bump in the car, work out. But I do think Kendrick is a better rapper. Oh, he agrees. You agree?
Huh?
You agree? Or are you just shaking your head?
I'm not gonna tell you Kendrick's a bad rapper.
You just don't like his music.
I like his older music. His older music was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But he's not. Those Cardi features, garbage.
No, they were. But that's not his fucking solo work, though.
My nigga needed money. That's why he went in that Cardi album. He needed money. He hit Cardi up. Not the other way around.
Man, I just... Man, maybe it's my age, bro. But it doesn't make sense because we're the same fucking age. Matter of fact, you're older than me.
But
I can't get into it, bro. I don't
But know. You're telling me... Dude, bro, there were some songs that were fucking hard, bro. I can't do it.
Like, I'm not going to tell you the production was not on point. The production was fucking great, right? Although sometimes the distortions can get a little too much for me, too. Like, you know how they have, like, the story?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a little too much sometimes. But the production is great. I just can't get behind the fucking rapping, bro. Like, there's no flow. There's no...
Bro, but the songs are fucking hard.
At least his voice got better. He didn't use his fucking...
I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. Not even gonna lie to you. I think Cardi has better fucking verses, better fucking bars when he does a squeaky voice.
You think...
Yeah,
I don't.
Cause hey, look, I will tell you, bro. His bars are stupid, and this whole album,
actually, like stupid or like stupid fire.
No, like they're fucking like
they're dumb.
They're fucking pointless. Okay,
yeah, they suck.
They're really fucking terrible. But it makes the song fun. But to be honest, bro, now when he does his squeaky voice, his bars are so hard.
No, they're not.
They're so hard.
Give me one hard Cardi verse, bro. I bet you can't.
Shorty just pull up just to get fucked. I only want top, that's for show.
That's pretty hard.
That shit is hard, hard. That shit is so hard, bro.
The best part about Cardi's music, bro, is the beats he raps on and his fucking ad-libs. That's it.
See ya. That's hard. No, you telling me you like the album for real?
No, I really didn't, bro.
That shit was...
Like, if you're telling me this came out as like a fucking a beat album, and it's like, all right, somebody come hop on these beats, I'd be like, oh, shit. Some fire is about to drop. And then Cardi jumps on it, and it's like, oh, who the why did the fuck you give it to this guy? That's my feelings on it, bro. I really don't. I can't get into it.
Nah, bro.
Maybe it's just not for me.
Like,
I don't like
you. You didn't like any songs?
What is it? I think it's called Evil Jordan.
I'm surprised you like that song.
I like the beat.
If anything, look, if anything, bro, I knew you weren't gonna like those songs because those are like typical Cardi Rage songs.
Which one?
It's Evil Jordan, the first one. Yeah, it's the very first song on the album. And
Pop Out?
Yeah.
Pop Out?
No, yeah, that's, you know, but that's typical Cardi Rage music.
Right.
You know, that's typical. I knew you weren't going to like that, for sure. But you're telling me you didn't like Philly?
No, bro. And
that shit was hard.
And
you didn't like Trim?
Maybe I have to go back and listen to
it. Hard.
Because, look.
You didn't like Weezy? Hard.
Well, I couldn't even tell you how much I hate it because it was such a long-ass album. It was a long-ass album that I don't remember the names of the songs. Like, how many songs was it? Almost 30?
Yeah, it was like 30.
30 songs? 25 to 30 songs.
It was a big album.
It was a big album, and I think I just got bored halfway through it. I just started kind of like
that's crazy.
Zoning out.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay, the definition... Okay. If brain rot had like a music genre, this would belong in the brain rot fucking genre.
Not gonna disagree with you. Am I gonna tell you you're in for nothing but bars and storytelling? Fuck no. But are you into like, oh shit, bumping? Fuck yeah. Easy.
Maybe I have to. Maybe the thing is, bro, I have to listen to it in a setting where it would be enjoyable.
Like,
maybe I have to give it a rotation while I'm at the gym.
Like, nah, bro. Call me. Like, obviously, The Weeknd is gonna have the more special shit. But if he didn't, Cardi would outperform Weeknd at his own tour. I know. Yeah. The Weeknd is gonna, you know, be bigger because obviously The Weeknd is the main headliner, and you know, right, he's gonna end every show. But no, Cardi, especially with that fucking album, bro. He'd outperform the fuck out of The Weeknd.
In terms of, like, rager music in a concert for, like, mosh pits and shit, I can get behind that. But in terms of, like, stadium fucking status music that all the bitches gonna be wet to, niggas gonna be acting like bitches, nothing but bitches, The Weeknd,
bitches on
bro.
Bitches?
Look, The Weeknd for sure to get, you know, get bitches wet and shit. Yeah,
obviously. The Weeknd gets the bitches wet and turns niggas into bitches.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. But, nah, dude. But you're tripping, okay, bro.
Look.
You're fucking tripping.
I think Cardi makes cool music for smaller venues.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
My God, you fucking...
No. I'm serious.
And it's crazy because I would think this would be the album that you would like more.
I feel like this was not too much of, you know. It was more tame.
Yeah, it wasn't sure. Typical Cardi, you know, took my shirt off. Now the whole shit. Stop breathing. Yeah, stop breathing, bitch. you know?
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm not going to say it was terrible. I was going in it with, like, you know, an open mindset. I try to like it. I tried.
You don't like this one, got one?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, bro. I want you to send me a list are the ones that you think I would like?
I got you a list right now.
And give me a list of ones that you think I would like, and I'll go listen to those individually.
Bro,
I'm not going through that whole album.
I cannot fucking tell you how many times I fucking heard Trim and Philly, bro. Philly's so fucking hard.
I'll try. I think I just got... And also, I don't think it helps that I got really turned off after the first fucking song.
No, look.
I think the first song kind of pissed me off. No,
I think the first song sucks, to be honest. He could have done better with his rage, like his ragers. Yeah, that. See, the first one has the hardcore distortion.
Yeah.
Shit. It was ass. It was ass, definitely. But after that.
After all that.
Nah.
Alright, bro. Give me your list. I'll get back to you with the review on those songs.
I bet.
But
stay tuned.
As of right now, I don't like it.
Damn.
Cardi is not music.
Damn. I am music.
He is not music.
Yeah, be good. But yeah.
Alright, well. No rating as of right now. I'll give it a D. D tier. Only because I only listened to it once.
I'll give it a B+.
Devils will give it a C.
Okay.
B, C, and D.
B, C, D. C average. Not bad, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, on to the next. Eric, what you got for us, bro? I know you got something.
I ain't got shit.
Swear to God, bro. You telling me we've been gone for 3 weeks and you ain't got shit?
Yeah.
Hard.
Expected? Yeah. Hungry?
Yeah.
Hey, people have been asking us where the fuck the podcast is at, so.
Hey, we back now.
We back.
We back for good.
We might have a new studio soon. I don't know.
We can be back to our regular televised airing.
Oh. Wait, was that all you had, Alf?
Low key for now.
Yeah. All right, we'll save the juicy shit for next week then.
Bet.
All right, well, we back and we'll see y'all next week. Peace out.
JJ.
Dale pues.